China has stepped up security in its largest city, Shanghai, following days of rare protests against President Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy. Demonstrators have been calling for political freedom and an end to lockdowns. Katrina Yu has more from Beijing.
There are still hundreds of cases being recorded by authorities every day, and people are being told to stay home. I think on top of that quietness, things are also very tense. Now, where I am located, it's about 10 to 15 minutes walk from Beijing's Liangma River, which was the site of that protest on Sunday night here in Beijing. And I went there earlier today just to have a look at what was happening. And there was a very heavy security presence there. I saw several police vans filled with police officers just waiting. Every 25 meters or 50 meters or so, there was a security guard or a uniformed police officer there waiting.
China has accused the U.S. Navy of illegally intruding in its waters in the South China Sea. Beijing says it monitored and drove away a U.S. cruiser near the Spratly Islands, accusing Washington of seriously violating China's sovereignty and security. Ownership of the island chain is disputed. At least nine people have been killed by al-Shabaab fighters during an attack on a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Somali forces say they rescued 60 people when they ended the siege. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned of more Russian missile attacks and a tough week ahead. There have been rolling blackouts in the depths of winter after Russian forces targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure. An Iranian general has acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in recent protests across the country. But Iran says it will not cooperate with a UN fact-finding mission into alleged human rights violations during the crackdown on protesters. The third round of talks on the peace process in the Democratic Republic of Congo has begun in Nairobi. On day one, Rwandan President Paul Kagame said he fully supports efforts to stem the violence. The M23 rebel group, widely believed to be backed by Rwanda, is not at the meeting. The Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii is erupting for the first time in nearly four decades. Lava flows are currently contained within the basin at the top of the volcano.
Hi, I'm Chris Barrett, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.